You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
The Trans-Amazonian Highway blockaded in Brazil to protest against Belmonte Dam. Nearly 400 activists of the Movement of Dam-Affected People, or MAP, blockaded the Trans-Amazonian Highway to protest against the construction of Belmonte Dam on Xingu River, which is being promoted by Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government. Indigenous and fisher folk participated in the demonstration. They questioned the process that granted the licenses for the construction of the plants and report the project has been carried out to favor the interest of big economic groups. "We know that all the technical reports confirm the dam is unviable," said the coordinator of the protests. They warned about the government's intention to transform the natural goods in commodities. The mobilizations took place as part of President Lula's visit to Altamira, a city of nearly 100,000 residents in the northern state of Pará, which is the biggest town on Xingu River. The protest continued outside the Bandeirao Stadium, where the president participated in an act to announce the Trans-Amazonian Highway will be paved as part of a program called Light for All and the Belmonte Initiative. The demonstration aimed to send a message to President Lula, and I think we succeeded in showing him that we are not happy with the building of Belmonte, said Michel Alves of MAV Adital reported. Meanwhile, an IPS report says the works for the construction of the hydroelectric dam would employ over 18,000 workers in the next 5 years and that they would create 80,000 indirect jobs. It would imply paving the Trans-Amazonian Highway, breaking the relative isolation of Xingu. With the pavement of the highway, Altamira will be integrated to the rest of the country and it will probably develop industrial fishing activities in Xingu, thus affecting the local supply and fish stocks in the river and its affluents, reports IPS.
You're listening to Real World News.